There's a question that people have about great leaders, and what is the quality that they should have that makes great leaders who they are? And of course, some of the things that will obviously come up are you have to be a visionary, you have to have like the ability to see and plan in great detail. That's a pretty big deal. Additionally, it's probably great to be a person that knows how to work with other people. These are all things that you can begin to imagine a great leader has. You have the ideas, you have the ability to work with people. You don't even have to have the follow through, but you need to be able to make it work with the people you're working with. But one of the things that people often say that makes a great leader is that they make you feel valued and respected. That's to say that by going to work, I'm excited because I know that the person that is leading me treats me with respect, they treat me properly, they appreciate me. And so when we think about Moshe, one of the greatest leaders of the Jewish people, I think that this is one of those qualities that really comes into play. Was Moshe a great person? Yes. Was Moshe a person of unbelievable skill, incredible talent, great connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He had all of that. But the amazing quality of Moshe Rabbeinu was the fact that even though he was so great, he didn't shove it in anybody's face. And so that's why when we get to the beginning of this week's Parsha, Vayikra al Moshe, probably the most famous idea in all Parshas Vayikra is the fact that the very first word, the Aleph, is small. Why is it that it's small? And so part of it is a debate between Hashem and Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu has said, I don't need to be Vayikra al Moshe Vayikar, just by happenstance. It doesn't have to be that everybody knows that I have this relationship. It could be something that's not so in your face. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu insists, no, it's Vayikra, but to show the modesty, the humility of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Aleph is small. An amazing idea that Iturei Torah quotes is that if you go to the end of the Torah, in Devarim, it says, Ashrecha Yisrael mikamocha am nosha. Who is like the Jewish people? There, the Aleph is big. Moshe Rabbeinu, he himself, I'm not interested. I don't need a big Aleph. But when we're talking about Klal Yisrael, when you want it to be clear who the Jewish people are, that's a big Aleph. You don't have to look very far to see amazing stories of Mikam Chesa, who are like the Jewish people. But you hear these stories about people that need to get out of the Ukraine and the country that is the most there. Israel is coming and taking all of its citizens and even non-citizens, Jews of any type, bringing them back to Eretz Yisrael. Why? Mikam Chesa. I heard an amazing story that people were lining up. And Nathan Sharansky said it. People were lining up and saying, I want to be Jewish. I want to be Israeli. I want to be connected to the Jewish people because that's what's going to get me out of the Ukraine. Mi ka'am chayisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu might have been vayikar. He might have been the small Aleph. But he made sure that when we're talking about Klal Yisrael, it's with a big Aleph. Have a great day.